The following is a RockRadioShow.com exclusive.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
This is the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is TNA Superstar EC3. It's me, DDP.
Listen up, Slapnuts. This is Jeff Jarrett.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rant, and you're listening to the greatest rant.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
I heard y'all wanted to hear a bedtime story.
Bottle boom! Realest guys in a room.
How you know?
With your host.
And I already mentioned this, but I think we should have come up with a cool tag team name by now, but you've been turning a lot of things down. You've been turning down a lot of things. You turned down Sambros.
I've been open to everything.
You turned down Ska Madness. Yeah, I know you said you like the Beef Eaters. I told you I don't drink gin, all right?
Yeah, first of all, you already know our team name tonight is the Rough Riders.
Well, the Rough Riders doesn't work. It doesn't. It's too sexual.
You're such a dork.
Take your stupid hat off and let's go beat these guys, all right?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
Oh, my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh, my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
I'm trying to have a peaceful talk show, right? I'm not trying to have one of these talk shows at all that end in brawls and fights and everything like that.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
And welcome to a very special edition of the Rack Extra right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network at wildtalkradio.com and rockradioshow.com. I am Sir Rocket, going solo for this very special show, as we have a very special guest who will be joining us after the break. We'll be joined by We Don't Play Fights, Jason Static, to talk all about this unique experience that will be happening in Orlando, Florida on June 4th. Talk all about it with Jason after the break. You're listening to the Rack Extra right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
I didn't just make headlines last night. I turned the WWE Universe upside down.
To the shocking moments.
The last time you and I together, we were in Brooklyn on Monday Night Raw. It was me, you, Rusev. Remember that? That was an amazing night. And then remember, you came to my hotel room and surprised me that night. Yeah, that was crazy. Remember that? And you told me you didn't want to be with Rusev anymore. You said he was big, he was hairy, he smelled like rotten testicles. And we did those special exercises. You showed me how to do the one-legged Russian vacuum. Yes! Remember I showed you how to do the Wisconsin wheelbarrow? Hey, we were just talking about you, kinda. And you guys still together? I heard you broke up.
We're actually engaged to be married.
You engaged to be married? Mazel! That's fantastic news! You got a hell of a woman here. She's flexible as all hell. Whoa! I mean, it's amazing!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
My name is Bo, and I'm here to say Flo Rida's disrespectful in a major way. You sucker punched my friend in WrestleMania 28, but I'd be upset too if I was named after this awful stain.
Oh, you got it.
You need to channel your negativity in a more productive manner. You hold an ace high, but I have a full house. Like, my name is Danny Tanner.
Oh!
Bo! Please!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
There is only one place to go for all the latest wrestling action figure reviews, and that's Wrestling Figure Wednesday, with new episodes every Wednesday and Friday. Wrestling Figure Wednesday provides you with some of the most intricate reviews of the latest wrestling action figures from both WWE and TNA. And if that's not enough, look out for some exclusive wrestling action figure reviews that you won't see anywhere else. The only place to find these wrestling action figure reviews is at youtube.com/MBG1211.
Hey gang, this is Tara, formerly known as Victoria from WWE, and I just want to say Matt Goldberg is a genius.
Make sure you check out Wrestling Figure Wednesdays today.
This is Mr. Money in the Bank, the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins, and you are listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
Welcome back to The Rack Extra right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Joining us right now is one of the stars of We Don't Play Fight, which will be live Saturday, June 4th in Orlando. Get more details in all that in just a moment. But joining us is the one, the only, Jason Static. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
Doing pretty well on this. Well, I'm in Philadelphia. You're in Orlando. It's hot here. It's probably a lot hotter down there. So,
of course,
but it's going to get hot on June 4th when you present We Don't Play Fight. Tell us a little bit about the project and how it all came about.
All right. Well, pretty much, We Don't Play Fight is a new, unique theatrical production that's involving both worlds of actors and wrestlers. So pretty much the actors are going to do the acting and the wrestlers are going to do the wrestling. How it came about was, one day I was approached by another playwright that I was just, brainstorming with, and he told me about a play called The Elaborate Entrance of Chad Beatty, which was, multiple awards won by this production. He told me to, take a look at it, and he said, see what you think. I watched it, just clips of it, but you can't watch the whole thing, on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And when I was watching it, the story was great, the graphics, everything looked really good at the stage, but one thing I didn't really care for too much was, just looking at it from a professional wrestler's standpoint that, there were a lot of actors playing wrestlers.
Right.
And to me, I just had a little brainstorm. I says, why don't you just put them both together? Make the actors act and wrestlers wrestle.
Right. Yeah. When I was approached about the subject, it's like, this seems very interesting. It's different. And how mm-hmm. has that world come together? How are you going to bring that world alive with actors and wrestlers?
Well, again, it's a theatrical production first.
Right.
So it's a script involved, it's just to bring them both together, just to make it, I don't want an actor to take a bad fall or a bad lockup, and I don't want the wrestlers trying to be superior actors on the theater world, so I want them to both enhance their strengths
right.
in both worlds. And, again, there's differences, obviously, but there's also similarities because it's a storytelling business, even in the wrestling world.
Right. Can you give us a little insight on what the actual story the actors will be portraying?
Okay, well, pretty much you have a blind wrestling promoter, pretty much not the head honcho like a Vince McMahon, but I guess you want to say in today's world, let's say he's like a Johnny Ace or someone like, in the office, just, high up.
Right.
And, pretty much he lost his vision, his sight. He's blind, and he also lost his job, and he gets one last shot to win back his job if he can provide a product where he gets a not a dark match, but it's like a 1 hour dark match, but it ain't dark. It's gonna put some excitement. It's 1 hour televised live tryout with complete control from him. If he impresses, the higher ups, mm-hmm. he gets his job back. So that's part of the story. And, involved in that, they discover a female who had pretty much a tragedy back at home, got into a bad car accident, lost the mother, the father is in a wheelchair, can't handle life back at home, and just boated on the Greyhound. And they cross paths, mm-hmm. where she gets discovered, and kind of like what NXT and WWE do right now, they're taking people, who are athletes, like, former football players and dancers and you name it. Right. And they're giving them a shot at, they're paying them to train them. And this girl is going to have that shot just like if she was going through the performance center, except she's getting it's a very fast crash course style performance center where she has to be ready for this show within pretty much three to four simulated weeks on the theater stage.
That's pretty interesting, if I say so myself. So, all in all, how many people are involved in this entire production between the wrestling aspect and the actual acting part of it?
Well, you got about five, six actors that are going to be involved, and you have five live wrestling matches. Actually, the two people with TNA, Impact Wrestling Superstar Chris Melendez, will be on the card. Also, TNA Knockout Raquel, which will be going against Santana Garrett for the vacant leading ladies title. So instead of the Divas or Knockouts, we got leading ladies, and that's pretty much the division that they came up with, for the show. Five matches, and the matches will be in Act Two. So when the intermission takes place and you're going, people get their popcorn and the beer, when they come back, it's going to be like going to that Dungy Wrestling School in Act One is going to be like turned into a high-priced live edition of Monday Night Raw.
That sounds pretty cool. What got you started in, interested in theater itself? Because I know you have a background in wrestling as a professional wrestler. Well, what got you interested in theater?
I've been wrestling like for 14 plus years. I had a lot of ups and downs in the business, never landed a full-time job as a, had dark matches and little things here and there. And I moved down to Florida, and I came to the Team 3D Academy to train with Bubba and Devon Dudley, for about five years. I was, helping them train, and I kind of was losing the fizzle. And I love wrestling, but I was losing the fizzle and the fact of wrestling in a high school gym on the Indies for 20 or 40 bucks. And I'm 37 years old, and I was kind of like, where is this going? Mm-hmm. And I love wrestling, but I'm like, again, it's storytelling. So, started writing for fitness magazines on the internet, and then came up with a little bit more. I met a playwright, and we just started brainstorming, and I spoke to a gentleman who is actually a client of mine, and he's like, "What do you do in the wrestling industry?" "Well, I tell stories, tell stories in the ring."
Right.
He goes, "Why don't you?" He goes, "Maybe," he goes, "you're meant to be a storyteller, but maybe not in the ring." So, because when they were reading my stuff, they were like, "So you didn't go to school to be a playwright?" And I was like, "No." "Did you finish college?" "No." And they were like, "Well, this is pretty good damn stuff, whatever you got here." Mm-hmm. So my teachers, in storytelling were Bob and D-Ron Dudley. They take some pretty good storytellers.
Yeah,
they're
good storytellers.
Some badass
storytellers.
And who were they trained by? Johnny Rods and under Heyman's storytelling, and the little Dusty Rhodes in there, and the little Pat Patterson in there. There's pretty damn good storytellers right there.
Yeah, there is.
So that's an education in itself. Mm-hmm. And when I started, being in the playwright world, in theater, performing arts, I just said, well, why don't you just combine both of them? And so you're having your passion. They talk about in pro wrestling, they say the man with the pen has the power. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that seems really true. And I kind of got tired of honestly trying to, work for the companies. you know, the big companies, the TNAs, the WWEs, the Global Force Wrestlings. And a buddy of mine told me, the same guy, the, you know, my client, he's like, listen, he goes, you ever thought about maybe, you know, working with them, but don't work for them. Be more of a leader. Stop waiting for the phone call. Stop waiting for the text message and stop asking and waiting for permission to do what you love. And that was like a smack in my face that day. And I just said, you know what? I'm going to do this. And that's the true story behind why this is happening right now.
Very, very interesting. Now, you're in the wrestling business. This is where I'm going to give you the opportunity to hard sell the fans listening why they should come see We Don't Play Fight this Saturday, or next Saturday, June 4th.
You know why it's different. It's unique. First time ever, never done before. That's why you should come, because it's just different. That's the whole thing. Well, why come see the same BS all the time?
Right.
That's the bottom line. It's entertainment, and you'll be pretty. It's a little of everything. It's like watching the live edition of Breaking Ground or Tough Enough, because you're gonna see the training aspect too. It's not, you know, we're not in the '80s with Dr. D. David Schultz smacking the reporter, you know, telling him that the wrestling's fake and that. You watch Breaking Ground or Tough Enough. They are kind of like exposing in a way, you know, what's going on
right.
in the professional wrestling world. And this time, it's going to be, from a theater aspect. But when those wrestlers wrestle that night, they're just going out there like it's another day at the office.
And there you go. Everyone, go check out We Don't Play Fight live Saturday, June 4th at 812 East Ryland Street in Orlando, Florida. For more information, go to facebook.com/ConquerProWrestling or follow them on Twitter @ConquerPW. Jason, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Again, a big thanks to Jason Static. If you are in the Orlando area, go check out the show. It's going to be amazing. It's June 4th in Orlando, Florida. Go to ConquerPW on Twitter or ConquerProWrestling on Facebook for more information. Well, that'll do it for this special edition of The Rack Extra. Right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, check out all the fine programming all week long across the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network. For Lindsay, who's here in spirit, I'm Sorokin. See you live Thursdays, 10 p.m. Eastern, for this show, The Rack, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network. To the ground at night.